Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Wonderful Savior, we praise and thank you. How grateful we are for your great majestic presence in this place, Father. Pave the doorway under the great wings of the great white eagle, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. What comfort your presence brings to the hearts of your children. When we feel you are so close, dear God, may faith rise in every heart tonight. May we draw close in the Spirit, Lord. May we come with surrendered hearts, dear God, yielding, waiting to hear and to know. Hallelujah! You might break the bread of life to us. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We praise your wonderful name. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. What a blessed privilege to be in his presence tonight. Let us look to him, make our request known to him. This is the confidence that you have the petition you desire of him. If you ask according to his will. What a great thing to know what God's will is. Then that gives faith to ask according to his will. It brings expectation to see God bring these things to pass because he has spoken it. The promise is sure to all who see. We can have faith and patience for him to bring it to pass in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Because you've kept the word of my patience, it says. What a great thing that is for a believer. Almighty God, we bow our hearts in your great presence tonight, Father. Lord, we are so thankful for this opportunity to come and gather together like this. Such a great time that we are living in. Lord, as we see the modern events being made clear by vindicated prophecy, we so thank you, Lord, for the great light that you've sent. Truly shine, O God, upon the world. Make the way plain for us, Lord, to know how to go, how to live in this hour, how to repair and make ready. Such perilous times that we live in. Truly, O God, without your light, we'd be stumbling around in the dark. But we thank you for a more sure word of prophecy, unto which we do take earnest heed tonight, as a light that shines in a dark place. You said, gross darkness is upon the earth and upon the peoples. But arise, shine, your light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you and it shall be seen upon you. Oh God, we're so grateful that this light has shined all around us. This precious light of the world, our Lord Jesus, being unveiled to us. The light of this glorious gospel shining into our hearts. To give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. May it be treasured in every earthen vessel tonight, Father. May everyone, dear God, be made partakers of this great grace. Lord, as we come and gather your presence tonight, looking unto you with anticipation, and you break the bread of life to us. We know, Lord, God, I'm counting you. Spoke those prophecies. Make it plain to your disciples, the scriptures, the things that took place in their day. He said, didn't our hearts burn within us as you spake with us along the way? Oh God, and yet, Lord, they still thought you was a stranger after being in that great presence and under the unction, the utterance of that voice. Making the word so real as they have never heard before. But when you took your bread and you broke it, Lord, their eyes became opened. Hallelujah! They had a confession. Oh, surely the Lord is risen indeed. Oh, God, they were witnesses that broke into another sphere. So we pray tonight, Lord, that kind of experience and move in the hearts of your children. Push your church out into such a realm where faith will be inspired on the inside. Faith for rapturing grace. This is what you said will take place. When those seven thunders under their voices let them group, it will somehow appear for translation faith. Lord, that's the purpose of the message. It's a message of preparation. They already went in with the bridegroom. The marriage of the Lamb is coming. His wife has made herself ready. Lord God, if you desire to stand in the prophetic utterance of these things that you have spoken in this day, realizing there's not much many more days, Lord. The time clock is striking the hour. Oh, you're putting your parents in. He that is filled to be filled with Spirit. He that is holy to be holy Spirit. We know they are governing. The catastrophe begin to break forth. Lord, and things will be happening in such rapidity, much more rapid than it's happening right now. With all kinds of states of emergency and everything else. Oh God, we want to know how to walk in that hour. We want to know how to stand, Lord. What to do, dear God. You know what I mean? Being tossed to and fro by circumstances. May you help us tonight as we desire to look in upon your holy word. May you make it plain, Father. May you make it so simple in a way that only you can make it simple. May the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ move upon your children, dear God. You said when the spirit of truth is come, he will bring back things to remembrance. How we desire to be kept in remembrance of what is spoken by a vindicated prophet in this day. Oh God, you said you will teach us all things and show us things to come. You will lead us and guide us to all truth. Give us that unction. John says we have an unction from the Holy One that teaches us all things. The Spirit of God searching the deep things of God. Beyond what the Spirit of man can know. Oh God, because the Spirit of God, things of God are spiritually reserved. But he that is spiritual judges all things. Then let your Holy Spirit move, Lord. Let it move in such a way in our hearts that, Lord, we can truly enter into the reality of the supernatural. There's no greater supernatural than the opening of the world. It's beyond miracles. It can change hearts and lives, give prevailing power. Oh, God, let it flow freely tonight, Father. Maybe so profound, but yet so simple. You're a great God who hides in humility and reveals yourself in simplicity. Unveil yourself one more time. We commit this service to your hand, commit it to every one of your hands. We just pray, Father, you will lead us and direct us how we should go. You know we are depending on you. You are our guide, Father. May the dove lead the eagle. Oh, God, as you said, will take place in this hour. Grant it, we ask, in the precious, lovely name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Lord, we should bless you tonight. We certainly are thankful to be here in his presence. I'd like to invite your attention to the book of Daniel. I trust that they have given you one of the tracts to be reprinted. Keep that in the Bible, maybe get time to look at the whole bunch of songs, meditate upon it, some of the things you'd like to speak would come out from there. Praise his wonderful name. And what has happened tonight in the house of the Lord? Amen. To appreciate all the sacrifice and the effort that has gone forth in the meeting already. May we find faith in God's sight, not because we made a sacrifice, but because we have faith in what the Lord Jesus Christ has done, or we just express our faith in Him. Amen. Daniel, I'm going to read out there from chapter 7. I'm going to try to cut some corners, and if I'm a little broken up in pieces tonight, a little bit just know that we are going to be trying to stay on one theme, and we are trying to maybe approach it in a way where we could come in from the right angle that can certainly bring an awakening to us
I'm trying not to get in there. Obviously, to preach it, I get a tick. You know how when you sit and get to the platform and you're speaking to people and you just get anointed and get all preaching away. But I'm kind of asking the Lord to just maybe kind of talk in between and break down the scriptures a little bit and focus our attention on things that I believe that will help us to be a better church and to be a more prepared church and to know what we are looking for. It just seems that so much people in this hour don't really know what they're looking for. We know it, we know there's a lot of things, but we see it coming up, you know. It's no good that you don't make out the enemy coming in, and when it's all upon you and already take a hold of you, then say, hey, that's the enemy boy. It don't do no good then. But you can see it way down there, it's coming. And how it's coming, then it helps prepare by God's grace, have the right kind of defense. So we just want to take our time and just get yourself a little bit, and I want to kind of hold you with you a little bit, kind of just get your own human spirit back down a little bit so you don't get all that nervous energy, you know, let loose in the service here, and everybody just kind of throw for something and just relax in God's presence and just break the bread. Amen? And break the bread for us. Daniel chapter 7. And normally I would start in Daniel 2 with this, but because we have the chart, I could go back and forth. And I would just try to start in a place where it hasn't taken time as well. So Daniel chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, that tells us already Nebuchadnezzar was done dead and gone. This Daniel was in captivity with the time of Nebuchadnezzar. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told us some of the matters. Daniel spoke and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. And four beasts came up from the sea, divers one from another. The first was like a lion, because they wasn't coming up all at one time, they was coming up in succession. First was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. You know, the lion is the king of the beasts, the eagle is the king of the birds. So there's kind of a combination here. I beheld till its wings were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second, like a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between its teeth. And they said unto it, arise, devour much flesh. After this, I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon its back four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and broke in pieces, and stamped the residue of its feet, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. See, when he saw each one of the previous beasts, he could identify one was like a lion, one was like a bear, one was like a leopard. But this one, there was no beast in the earth that he had ever seen to give a description of the beast. Because it wasn't a normal beast, it was a monster. There's no beast like it in the natural realm. Nothing with that kind of description. I considered the horns. Behold, there came up among them another little horn. before which there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. Let's jump down to verse 17. These great beasts which are four kings, who shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others. Exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and its nails of brass. Because in the natural, there are no beasts like that. Which devoured, broke in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. And of the ten horns that were in its head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spoke very great things, whose look was more stout than its fellows, as the other ten horns. I beheld the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came. And judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. Notice something here. This fourth beast is going to be the fourth kingdom, and the fourth kingdom, which is diverse from all other kingdoms, is going to devour the whole earth. It's devouring it right now. Where you can see it. And shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise. And another shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first. And he shall subdue three kings. Now, since that vision was given, until this day, they could have never identified those ten kings being in the earth. But under this message, for the first time, it was shown that those ten kings were formed. And this little one, this other little horn, which is the one that really attracted Daniel's attention, was to come up after those ten kings. So, just hold that in mind. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change the times and the laws, and they shall be given into his hand. You think about changing it. You desire to change it. It's going to suit his purpose, he can change it. And then he'll be given into his hand to change it. Think of it. Until a time and times and the dividing of time. Let us pray. Almighty God, Father, we ask that your grace would be with us, knowing that if we are not Bible readers, some of us, and we are not familiar with these things, and especially these symbolic things, Lord, knowing that all the details and the description that was given is so necessary because of its significance and the purpose why it is mentioned in the Bible. It's going to take your grace to hold that in our minds and have a clear picture before our eyes of it, Lord. And then to apply it and then to see it in the modern events, in the present time. Lord, as your promise says, a mystery requires the teaching of the Spirit. Otherwise, it will never become clear. And I pray that you will grant that to us, Father, and you will help us. In Jesus' precious name, and you make it plain to us as we wait before you. We ask it for the benefit of your church. Amen. God bless you. Have a seat. Now, as we go into this tonight, I just wanted to get a little chat and we're going to have service tonight, and we were to have prayer service tonight, and just in the last moment I just kind of felt led to change that around and maybe speak tonight, and then have prayer service Saturday night when we have mentioned we're going to pray for the sick as well. So I just feel that might be more appropriate, because you know, when you get into these type of teaching, you don't get too much into anointing or praying for the sick, and it's a little different. And so here in the assembly here, I've been speaking the last 3-4 services on some of these things. And so for the believers who are here, bear with me, I'm purposely going back over some things because of the saints from Princeton and Cedrus where that is here with us, and we try to get everybody together that we can maybe look in on some of these things, and this is the best way I think that we'd be able to do it than try to come down in one place and preach and go another place and preach, and it's kind of difficult that way. So much is happening. It's happening so quickly. One minute I'm here, one minute I'm not here. I'm supposed to be leaving for Australia in a few weeks. And then most likely would be in Zaire soon, in a few, couple months or so. So when I look at some of the things that's happening, I just feel that it's so necessary to try to speak something, try to share it, try to put it out there, because these last couple of months I've been kind of watching and waiting, wanting to see exactly which direction I believe the Lord would want us to look at, and as I see things coming in, you know, you try to speak on it and you try to hold the people's attention on some of it, and then you find that there seems to be like a dullness. Many cannot seem to grasp many of the things that's happening, and that brings a concern in your heart as a believer, as a minister, because especially when this whole message has been the opening of the seven seals, all the preparation that God prepared the prophet from a little boy, don't drink or smoke until you get old, have a work for you to do. And you know, that time is going to come when these things are going to be opened up. And that was important, because way back in about 2,800 years ago, in Daniel's time, when all these great things he had seen, and he was told, this is not for your time, Daniel, this is for the time of the end, when these things shall be. And how that Daniel's 70 weeks has been something that no minister on the face of the earth could preach. No teacher could preach that. No religious person could go in and preach it, because they tried and they had the Lord come in 1914, 1918. They had all different things. People went up the mountain waiting for the Lord to come, different things. They tried to place that in the air because it could only be unsealed by a prophet. And because this generation never understood fully what a prophet is. And I think that under the very message that we are, you know, we have so much things rising up and so much things moving out, that after a while, people fail to realize why we had a prophet. Why a prophet was necessary. What could have only been spoken by a prophet that had been delivered to us. And unless there was a prophetic class to see and to understand, that the words of the prophet would be misinterpreted by people that don't have a prophetic insight and is not of the prophetic class. And that's why we end up with all confusion in the message. And some say he says this, some say no, he don't mean that. And then
You divide among the masses, become fragmented so quickly before you can see unity, it was fragmented. And God held back so many things that could not come out during the message. And Paul to the Corinthians, he says, I desire to give you meat, but I couldn't give it to you. I had to feed you with milk. Think of the things that he knew, and he could not bring it to the church for the mere sake of preaching. Because what was causing carnal impersonation and fragments, and who was a Paul and a Cephas, and this one, the whole church was divided already, even before it could even grow up and become mature. He said, meet the longer than the full age. And so he knew the danger, because Jesus himself had told his own church, I have many things to tell you, but you can't bear them now. And so, even when the prophet himself had come to the church world, and even after he used the word predestination, he couldn't use that in this age. You know, if you have any ministry, you say, I have to, you say what the Bible says. I have to say predestinated. You see, when I get even among Pentecostal people, I have to use the word foreknowledge. Because the church couldn't take the sovereignty of God. Because a carnal, being carnal, it comes like Romans 9. They say, is there the righteousness of God? See? That God would make this one a vessel of honor, a vessel of dishonor. And then Paul would say, who hath God going to be class against God? Hath not the pot of power over the clay? The form one to one and one to the other? Just in the very grounds of creation alone, that no life can come into existence outside of God, it gives him the right to do what he wants to do. Because you and me didn't qualify or didn't choose to want to come. Amen. Because God had a purpose to reveal himself, he brought people into existence. And so sometimes you realize, unless a person don't even see God's position as God. Like when Jesus told the parable about the unprofitable servant. And you talk about that servant, you know, which was really a slave, bought with his master's money, comes into the house, and after he labored in the field and he labored in the house, he said, does he tell him to go and sit down and eat? He said, I say not. Why? Because he is teaching them the position of their master as owner. You see, we can't respond to God right if we don't see God's position. And that's why in this day when, the fullness of the Godhead bodily was being revealed, and God was placing sons, bringing them back in the last days, and adopting them, and giving them power to speak into existence, the prophet said, that's the one the Pentecostals couldn't take. And they rejected him, and they walked away and said, what's the matter with him? Then the Baptist man said, he said, Brother Brown, this is trying to make you God. He said, that didn't happen in the scriptures. Wasn't Moses God? See? And so realize upon the age you were coming into, the church world was still in the baby stage, and the whole, under the first and second pull, you know, when those gifts started manifest, he couldn't get them off the floor after. When it comes to the third pull, he couldn't get them off the air. And then they rejected the world to stay with the sensations. And then he was really bringing them into the real places. He was now going to show them election, foreknowledge, predestination, sovereignty, all these things, to show them what God made them. To show them their position in the world. To show them the name of the Lamb's book alive. When he was speaking like, you must never say one who's sitting there, you've always seen. It blew the mind. What is this man saying? There's people who were not even in the book of life to begin with. God raised up Pharaoh to show his own power. So he said, there'll be some record of them, but not in the book of life. He made you wicked for the day of evil. And so we get to realize then that here we go in an age. And a message was coming forth, and God was being revealed in a way that we kept back for this hour. by a ministry that he predestinated in order to allow himself to be revealed that way. Because no theologian, no preacher could bring God that way. And so we realize then that under the message and coming into it, many people don't understand it right. Sometimes they still maintain the church way, not fully knowing what they're looking for. And so you find today, you know, as the prophet says when he came, he said, you know this? He said, you go to Daniel and Revelation, Genesis and Revelation, he said, Satan hate them books. He said, people, he said, have you noticed how Satan has fight that? Keep people away from it? Yet, the very books could not be understood, was spoken for this hour. You watch in your own life. See how much is really Revelation. You cut your Bible, people like to read Psalms. People like to go over and read the Gospels. People like to read little things in the Old Testament stories. But to spend time in the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation is like, it's going to take on the operation of the Holy Ghost. Because it seems that everything is so hidden and sealed up. But do you realize that God has a purpose of doing that way? Are we going to take this series and call it Daniel and Revelation? Are we just taking it in parts? Because what moved me to speak on this was some months ago, you know, I would see so much like the Holy Spirit directing me back into a certain way in the light of what was happening. And when things would catch my attention, you know, I would look at it and observe it, because when this message broke, it make you look in certain directions. It make you look at certain things, the way you understand the message. And I try to follow things that happen in the world, because there's one realm of the church. There's one realm of politics. When I understood the church realm had to do with the seals, then to understand what's happening, you look there. When I understood the trumpets had to do with the realm of politics, wars and rumors of wars and political disturbance in the earth, then when things happen there, you know where that fits in the world. See? And then, you know, Israel, the timepiece. God's timepiece. You want to know what day you're living in? He says, if you know what time of the day it is, you look at your watch. You want to know what month you're living in or what year? You look at the calendar. But when you want to know what time you're living in according to God's word, you say, watch Israel. That's been one of the things, friends. Now, we give you a track there, and it was back in 1990 I put that together. God gave inspiration when the Gulf War was taking place. And you know, they had so many people rise up, and the message was saying that's going to be Armageddon, that's going to be this, that's going to be the other things. And right here, I realized when the disturbance had even started in the earth, so many people in the message, when it comes down to zeroing on what you're looking for, it's difficult for them to put their finger on those things, to see what is happening. And then I've been preaching here in the assembly, and I was speaking a little bit about the beast that was and is not, but yet is. And showing that because the whole world is wandering after it, because it was and is not, yet is, because of the change, the outward texture. People don't know he's the same man. I give a little illustration here. I said it's like somebody who takes plastic surgery. Here was a man who maybe a badly scarred and burst. And he takes plastic surgery, and you know, his hair is a different color, and maybe his eyes is a different color. And you know, they have all these things now. You have contact lenses. You can, if you want blue eyes, you have contacts, you wear glasses and contact lenses, you can get blue eyes if you want. And they put on blue contact lenses, you got a person, they have blue eyes. If you like green eyes, then they have that. If you want to change your eye, the color of your eyes, you keep doing it like that. But it's all artificial. But, you know, it's so close. Science have given them something that it
confuses people when they look at it. And so, realizing that what is happening in the earth, so much people looking at it, scared, bumping into it every day. They are in contact with it all around them, yet they don't know it in the form that it's in. You find a lot of people put on the defenses, and boy, they will battle against the Catholic Church. Say, you know, the Catholic Church is the devil. You know, Rome is the devil, and you'll be deceived by that. And sure, according to the world, we know that the Protestants will never become Catholics. Catholics don't overcome them with their doctrine to control them by making them Catholics. Catholics control them by their money, by economics. So they give the support and the power to the beast. See? And that is exactly what is happening. Babylon, Rome, is not just a religious institution. Revelation 17 reveals the religious part of it. Revelation 18 reveals a whole different aspect of Rome. It shows Rome as ruling commerce and trade. And this is what is going to control the world. You're going to control the world's trade and commerce by holding a pact. And so we realize that that is something everybody has to deal with, whether you are Anglican, Catholic, Baptist, Methodist. You have to eat, you have to drink, you have to wear, you have to shelter, you have to work, you do everything to exist on the planet. You are governed in some form of government. You are governed, you buy clothes, you trade, you survive. Even people come into the Amazon forest and some of them places. Far inside of here, civilization have gone all inside the places now. And so we realize that this, the Bible says this fourth beast is going to devour the whole earth. Now it's very interesting as we go into this book of Daniel, and as we look at some of these things, it's not going to take ordinary studying. It's not going to take casual reading. This is the type of thing that is going to take the Holy Spirit in a person's heart to hear what the Spirit is saying. To have discernment. He that is spiritual judges all things. That word judging there, Paul is talking about teaching, mystery. The Spirit of God says the deep things of God. You judge all things. In other words, you have spiritual discernment to see what is promised. Where that fit in the Bible. Is that being applied right? Is that for this hour? Is that on the Gentile side? Is that on the Jewish side? He that is spiritual judges all things. That doesn't mean I get strong in judgment. Judging is discernment. Like a human coming. Like trying a spirit. Like judging a teaching. There's a principle by which it is judged. By discerning whether that is the word or not. And here we are in an age where, you know, the book is open, all these things have been uncovered. And yet, the message that was sent to prepare the church, it seems that there is a lack of preparation. I was making a statement, I said, you know, long ago, you would hear somebody, you know, says, hey, did you see what's happening, you know, in Israel? Or did you see, you know, the Roman Catholic Church is doing such and such? Or they would say, you know, I see something out there, trade and commerce taking place. Or, you know, in America, I see some of the Roman Catholic Churches that they're planning to do. Now, people don't look at that no more. People don't see like there's a darkness, like there's a veil, like there's a creeping paralysis, the prophet says. Like something's come over people that they hardly even know what is happening. That when the word is presented, they're like, is that supposed to happen? Is that how that's going to come? And then you realize what it is that you are really looking for.
Now remember, all those people in Israel, all the churches, knew the Messiah was promised. They looked for the Messiah. They preached about the Messiah. They expected the visitation of the Messiah. But when the Messiah came, nobody could recognize it. When the scripture was being fulfilled, nobody could see it. Yet these people could stand for hours and debate over a jot and a tittle in the scripture. But yet to see the fulfillment of the scripture, they couldn't see it. Now the Bible says, come and buy of me, I shall. That is not just a sea of mystery in the Bible. That is to see the word spoken being made manifest in the earth. Think of it. But a brother received seven visions, 1933. And that always was something to me because visions come from God. And God will do not without a purpose. And God showed hundreds of thousands of visions. But he said, God will always show me what's going on with the nations. But then ever so often he come and show something to me. And then God showed him what's going to happen in Russia. What's going to happen in Germany. What's going to happen in Italy. What's going to happen in America. And he began to see these things in the vision. God didn't show Trinidad. God was in Trinidad. Trinidad had nothing to do with it. Because all the little islands is already under certain powers already. We have people set up in government, but they don't make decisions. If they make decisions, it just deals with little petty local things. When they deal with anything that's going to impact the region or have something in the world, it has to come through the bigger powers. Because our whole existence on the natural community level, it came in by the bigger powers. Take for instance, you have the Caribbean here. We have Martinique and Guadeloupe speaking French. Haiti. Haiti divided, that island, Haiti and Santo Domingo is one island. But divided in half. One speaking French, one speaking Spanish. See? Then you have part of the Caribbean speaking English. See? Then you have, right within 7 miles, everything is Spanish. Why? Because all the European powers. Because Europe was the world. That was the civilized world. Then they went up in conquest. Then when they came, then each one began to, in the conquest, take spoils. So they were taking the islands. That's why we were in the Commonwealth all the time. You want to study, you go to England. Recently, after independence and so on, some people have to go to America, go to different places. And then when you come back into debt, then we have to go right back, England and America. Our whole court system, everything is patterned that way. When people want to try a case, they have to go to the Privy Council. That are appealing in London and all these things. It's still a lot of the trapping, a lot of it is still here. And we don't realize how much we have been bought for years before independence. The Queen was in our money. So, though we, by ancestry, our ancestors came from India and from Africa and different places, Europe and Portugal, or whatever, mixed up and background that we have, China, wherever. We came here and we formed under a system. And we belong as territory governed by bigger powers. That's why we look in the world. The future for these nations is not much as far as political. And these are some things I want you to realize. That's why people live. I'm saying that because people live the normal everyday life. And sometimes they see themselves maybe to do things or what God could do in this country and what God can do here. And they don't realize that it's in the dark. Because our biggest resource is oil. It's not even 0.5% in the world market. We are poor as poor can be in the sight of the world. Our educational standards, everything we have, our electronics, our technology, our motor cars, everything, it comes from outside. We don't produce that here. That's not we didn't think of that. All our clothes, everything, come from outside. If they put a shock of those things here, he'll fall apart in a couple of days. We have a little unrest. We have to get technical people from the U.S. military and different things to come down here to fight the drug trade. They'll get boats and helicopters from there. So many times people live in a region and they don't realize how much their life is impacted and influenced by the outside power. And they don't realize how much we are controlled. Because of lack of insight, not having the knowledge, and then it's not being publicized in a way to wake the people up, then when you have little petty politicians, yeah, thumping the chest and playing the big and playing the powerful, then you don't really get to see the real picture. And that is why there seems to be like an unconsciousness. We know in the message. We know we have the books and so on. But here is our whole region is changing. And people don't seem to realize it. It's not impacting them. The only reason is it expresses the depth of our ignorance. Because that's why the Pope can make a statement that stands to the church further. The ministers take them in the soul, stands them further in the five senses. And here again, if ministers don't take the church into the place to see the hour, see what's happening. You get swallowed up living a denominational dream and not really seeing the lateness of the hour and the strength and the power that is being exercised right now. That is reshaping the whole region ideologically. It's shaping it, reshaping it politically, economically. It takes a lot of power and influence to do that. You know, in earthquake terminology, you have like an earthquake 3.4 on the Richter scale. Then you might have one 6.4. Then you have one 7. Then you get one like in the 8. But you don't have your power. Sometimes one 4.7 could bust a big bridge and throw down big buildings. In a matter of seconds like that. Well, when you see to make the kind of change, the kind of upheavals and transformation that is taking place and done so quickly. Systems have been dismantled, a new system being put in the place. And what a few months ago you should do this this way. A few months ago you have to pass this way now. When you have insight, you realize what kind of power and the magnitude of that power is being exercised. To look and see what's happening. It was a great thing for the prophet in the Old Testament. When they lived, because in no age, God has leave the people in ignorance as to what's going on in the country of Israel. In every age, when Daniel was in Babylon, he knows what's happening.
When Jesus is near, he knows what's happening around him. When Paul is near, he knows what's happening around him. When the Apollos is near, he knows what's happening around him. When Moses is near, he knows what's happening around him. When Abraham is near, God says, I have something, what more to do? He knows what's going on. God never, he says, God put the elect in a certain place for the witness and testimony. So they can't live in a place and things happen all around them, and then you're conscious of what's happening around them. The reason put yes, the witness against those things. And if those things are evil and not of God, then God must have a way to keep his people free from the influence of it. And always comes by revelation of the word. That's why the greatest thing you can see is to see what's happening. You know what I mean? What's happening in your life? But clearly, if you can't see what's happening, it means you can't see what's happening in your life. And that's why there's so much a craze as to what is going on in people's lives, and it's very inconsistent, and it keeps changing those claims, because it is guesses people are making about what is going on in their life. Because what is around you is the condition, the kind spiritual climatic conditions that develop what is needed. What is necessary for the growth of you? The very powers in the earth that's moving the earth is the very reason that you are set in the earth with the word to combat the powers. If the car had a white horse riding moving the earth, it had a lion. It had people going forward with the word for the earth. If the car had a red horse rider uniting the powers, if the car had people there with the word of the edge, if the car had powers uniting in this day, if the car had an eagle prophet. Is that right? That man jumped off of Moses and Elijah on the other side too. But that's what it is. And how can Moses and Elijah go and take them out of Roman power? Because this time their bondage is spiritual. Is that right? How can they take them out if they don't know what it is? Because it might look possible for the country. But Moses and Elijah fell under the Roman hands. And Moses fell under Egypt. Is that bad? You see, many times you can quote something, but in quoting, you don't have an insight as to what you are quoting. What is the system? What is, we were taken out of a system. Do you know that? Do you know a spiritual power didn't come that understood it? The bands that held us, the chains in our mind, we couldn't come out of it. But had one who was anointed, who knew it, who understood it, who checked the Bible, who uncovered the base power of its influence to take us out of it. He saw to us when Satan was saved. It became a deed, it became a doctrine, it was crowned. He said to us, he treasured. And slap by the depths of Satan. And break the power on the table of the system. Because that angel voice that brings up the Babylon come out of all my people in a voice that went forth. But how could he come? Why is he here with the system so much? Because he understood it in the world. You have to understand what's wrong with you. My whole purpose is trying to take this because I've been noticing something that's been happening. When I look up in the world, I'm seeing a big, that fourth beast is devouring the whole world. And everything we see is getting up. God made for the dead rapture to take us away to the root of deceit to go into religion. Overcame something like that. The seals open and soaked us. And the way God soaked us, wasn't a little word here, a little word here. God God opened his Bible, he opened his word, and he take this thing from in heaven. Is that right? When he makes you a song in him, I say, I will be like God. When he has, when he expressed Nicolaitanism and conquered one to the angels. Baalism when he had a great cup from all worship. The doctrine of Jezebel, when he began to wage war, to fight and destroy all that he couldn't take on his influence. When he dropped on the earth, would you say to him? Conquer Adam, Brian, Nicolaitanism, see? Come to Cain, Baalism, come to Nimrod, see? Doctrine of Jezebel, the false prophet Babylon, Antichrist, false prophet beast, he unfolding himself. Whether it's in heaven or it's in earth, remember his accent is worse. He is the same. Whenever he moves, remember his characteristic is unfair. How do you know a dog doing what here? It's characteristic, right? By the light that it is. Whenever that light is expressed, you can tell it. You ever see a man like a woman? And when you see a man like a woman, you can tell a lie from? When you see a woman like a man, you can tell a lie from too? Why? Even though she's just and everything else, and that attitude come out there, you see it. Even that man has to divide spirit of us, you see it. So, the lies, by the lies of it, whenever it's been expressed, and seeing that when this thing struck me, what I saw first was I carried that for many years in my heart. I realized that many people haven't really understood what the seven seals are. Let me tell you this. Few people understand what the seven seals are. Somehow the devil slipped in, and the people mind the seven seals, 90% in some historical thing back in the past. Yet the prophet tells us them powers ride on all in ongoing eternity. And so, when that white horse is moving here, people don't see the white horse. Because that was something back in Ephesus. When that red horse, political power, operating to dictators, operating to kings in the earth, wielding military power in these things, taking peace, selling blood. People don't see. They can't really relate that to the same thing. And that is why, friends, what happens here don't seem to make have any connection to what happened back then. So that like passed through them, it comes like CNN news, it comes like some little bulletin, and then they go along, and then these things is signposts, is junctions, is channels to bring you to the reality of what God is doing. Because when the devil is making a move, then God is making a move too to come to that. That's why Jeremiah and then put a warning Israel. He looked up there. He said, the land of the ticket. Africa. I was in the Masai Mara Park one day, let's go to the area. We saw this lion in the ticket like that. And he was watching by the river. And at the time they did, all the other animals were by the river because they get ready to cross over the river. But they live there so they know what's in that water. Because they see many of their brother and sister get pulled up by crocodile. So everybody kind of scared. And that lion waiting there. And they all know that to make that cross, some wouldn't be fortunate to get over. Because they see men die every day. And so there's always a nervous train here. And that lion is only hitting his son, he's waiting. He knows just the time about what time of the day they're going to make the move. And then all of a sudden, that lion is and walk with that ticket, and he's making the move. From the time he reads the ticket, he's on the hunt. He begins to stalk the parade. And so Jeremiah, senior Nebuchadnezzar, a great power in the earth. Jeremiah said, Saddam Hussein was going to take Kuwait. They watched another place there. He said, I was awesome. See all them Fellows get beaten up and carrying on, trying to jet, race horse, this and that and the other. Man, that is grace to the regenerate. They know we are up. See? So they decide to go and take that spoil. Well, that is a power going after another power. Because beasts in the Bible represent power. The word is terrible, which means ravenous beast. In the spiritual realm is zoo, which means living creatures, a beast too. But spiritual power to combat that thing. And that is why, friend, we sit in this nation. But if you don't have a real consciousness that you are part of the elect and God that predestination puts you here in this region, and God knows that it's going to take certain things around you. Because remember, a man is a miniature world. Everything that's going on here is going on everywhere in the world. Language, culture, this is going to change that. People get in the morning, every morning, whether in China, whether in India, whether in Africa, whether in Europe, whether in America. They get up in the morning, they brush their teeth, they go and eat their food, they put on clothes, they go out and work. They have politics, they have religion, they have different things, they have different types of pleasures. Everything is in here. Remember, the world started with one man. One man is a miniature world. One man, anywhere, carries the characteristic of a whole world. When you understand that, when that is open up to you, you realize you're right here to say that. And everything. We are master here. We are the Catholic Church here. We are the US power here. We are the Japanese influence here. We are the German influence here. You know what I'm saying? So, but you don't react that way. So that's why I know we walk and we don't realize that everything is here. And if you can't back it here, you can't back it nowhere. And if you can overcome it here, and you can see it here, you won't see it nowhere. But the word comes to change our seeing. The whole purpose was to change our seeing. That when we're going to see, instead of seeing people, we see scriptures. Instead of seeing government and nations, we see powers in the earth. That is what the opening scene is all about. That's how the opening scene is coming, telling you not to say that again. Telling you that African boy expressed in flesh. Telling you born in the eagle age. Telling you part of the world for your age. Telling you in the headstone. Telling you all you see to bring the resurrection. That man, the world talks out. We're not going to go to America to face the squeeze of the beast among Americans. That will speak in the voice of the dragon. It will echo right down to you. Because that's where the headquarters. That's where the root is, all the branches are out here. So, the whole purpose is to try to bring an awakening among believers who are looking for the coming of the Lord, who should be confronted by this very power. You know something? We say, when the spirits come, what should we do then? I know you guys see the spirits coming, you know, all 5 weeks. You know, all 4 coming in. We know the last thing they're doing. And yet we keep talking, when the spirits come, Satan can have us here talking that over and over and over. Because the thing about the man that the spirits again, it's not a chance you're going to have to face that power when they come to shut you down. You don't know. You don't see it. You mean that man I'm going to go and stay elephant and you're in the woods and you say, when I say elephant, I will throw my elephant in two. And he sees the elephant thorn in the woods. He can't see the elephant track. You know what I'm saying? And there you realize how easy it is to express unconsciousness. That people are looking. When Jesus was walking the earth there, he knew that woman power. The people and the princes. When they saw the sanctuary, they saw the power of himself. He was hell. He was apostle of the He was Pilate. That's why when he went there, he didn't. He was done before himself. But you have power. What you want to bring crucifixion? When he went to church world there, he knew they were going to give the power to the state because they can pass the law of heaven and must die by capital punishment. But it wasn't just Jesus who seen himself in the world, preaching out in Messiah, greater than Joseph, greater than Solomon, greater than Moses, and then in Rabbi. You understand what I'm saying? Am I making sense? I'm saying the realm of Christianity. To me, while I want to have these services, I realize that this whole message, these little things in the Bible that was sealed up, that couldn't be put for 70 ages, that opened this message, was to reveal the thing that now, and then the thing is, it's happening, and yet there's no revelation. Not just here around the world, I'm talking about. You don't hear people, you start talking to Daniel and Revelation, people are asking, what are you talking about? And I have seen people getting pulled and sucked in and deformed, and just like world wind. Israel and bringing that covenant, some people getting wooed and every enticed and everything else. The time is sitting on the power. What people do with is, I want to lust, I want to commit adultery, I want to smoke. I get back the other day, I run prayer, you gotta make sure. And they get lost in themselves, trying not to do and not to do and not to do. That they come to a place here to know. The reason they were raised up in the earth. That's the problem again. That's the dangers that only the word can work through you, that they give the kind of witness God wants to give against this generation. When Jesus was saying, not married or die will be done, and had to bring himself in subjection. It was so he could go there and die under the Roman government. The first in the world. Isn't that right? So he could stand here and God puts him in the rock and raise him up. But when he stands, he's done before himself. And some of them met many. As they come from the present hour because of not having a true understanding of those seven seals. Because the seven seals unseal the book. Everything that Daniel sealed up. Now remember Daniel's vision, the book of Daniel is dealing with the time of the Gentiles. One of the big controversies in the message was Daniel's 7 weeks. Some people believe 7 years, some believe 3.5 years, some people don't know. See, some people confused. And the prophet, when he was going to open that, he says, well, if I could find that, so I'm looking to God. He said, God revealed to me. He said, we know the time. We know the hour we are living. And it puts down so close that is what he's going to take to get the church ready. And the reason he couldn't bring it there at that time, because later on, they succeeded. Daniel 7 weeks is it pertains to Israel. It's the trumpet of Israel. And the seal of those trumpets. Because inside of something says the book is unsealed and the vision and prophecy is to be made plain in the after of those seven thunders. And the believers here know in the beginning of 1979, when the Holy Spirit came and opened those things and show why those seven trumpets was preached supernaturally and those things don't say that is because down through these years, and I was thinking when we were getting ready to put some of these and the sisters did such a wonderful job and such a time consuming thing and so much effort going to get a base up, and Sister Joanna and Sister Sherry and them was working back and forth trying to get the different tracks out, and we wanted to have it in a way that is more easily read, because the first one we did is just what I kind of written up in hand, and then, you know, we had to proofread it back and forth and trying to get everything to line up so good, and Imara Wesley making all his computers available, and some of the saints contributing into it, just that we can have it right here to look at it. Not just a chapter of it, but the word, the things that God had sealed up in the Bible, the things that brings the believer in this hour to a place to know the day that they are living in. And when recently I began to see things moving in the earth and started to preach some of it here, I realized how much the people, it seems like a dark spot had come back. And even in everybody's doing this, and we had to go to our house to be explaining to the sisters who were doing the typing and so on, because they couldn't look at it. Then we realized this was 17, but the other one was 17 years ago, this was about 1996 years ago, and the other one was 17 years ago, and they was little children. They were 4 or 5 years in the bench. So they didn't get one inside of here. And I realized that all these things were being taught. They were sleeping on quilt on the floor and everything else, and they didn't even know what's happening. That when we begin to explain something to them and show them why this must line up here and why this must line up here and why this needs to be fixed this way, and then for the first time they realized, I didn't know, you know, that meant that was to go that way. And then I saw how much more necessary it was for us as a group of people to know what we are looking for. To know what we're looking for, to understand what we're looking for. You know why, friends? Because when the pressure begins to come down on us, if the people don't even think as a church, if the people don't even have a measure of unity as a body of believers called out and separated, brother, let me tell you, you can, what you say, have the authorities to lock up people that it was so necessary for the church to have them outside to help the people through the crisis. So I'm not going to restart it. That's what all the training is going on in the world. That the ministers have to know when the time comes, how to help the people, that when the church is disbanded, how to keep them informed, how to keep them, you know, together, how many times the pressure, see, how when you can't buy, you can't sell, when you can't go to school, when you can't gather together and have a meeting, and these things, and how to keep the people, the church together, to go through the treacherous waters. If people in my commitment then, to stand, because now you have to do it even, brother, in the face of risking your life, risking your freedom to help somebody. Then you have the genuine love to do that. It has to commit, it has to be a revelation. This is the hour. Without a revelation, there's the hour. A person say, ain't taking that chance, and then we'll go and see, you know, when time to move. Remember Jesus told them, when you see, they're going to come back with army, let them fly in the winter, night on the Sabbath day, if the roofs don't come in the field, don't go back. You know what, man, to leave possession, to leave this, to leave family, to leave different things. Take the difference. And last thing it was foretold. It was foretold that when it began to come, they could be prepared. They can know this is coming, thus said the Lord. They know don't do that. Just as the resurrection is coming, just as the Lord is coming, that squeeze is coming. Yeah, knowing something is coming, seeing it coming in, but not in a spirit to prepare for what is coming. is then you realize how it takes revelation. You know what we tend to believe is being tested now in this hour? Because what we see, what we are seeing, I would like to try to point out to you in the few coming services from the world and from the natural thing that's happening. Just like that, I preached some of the things with the last trial here in this country. All those things, signs. Happen all over. To show the clock is ticking away from us. But I've asked what this is coming. And he's got a warning sense. Let's take the Revelation 15 and take another scripture. Get back to attention on Daniel here. On the beast. That's what I don't want to get preaching. I want it at the end of the services. Much of this you have heard before. Much of it is just being repeated to you. So the whole objective is not to try to bring new material. That's not the thought behind it. It's try to identify to you and to show to you what we are looking at, how these things are coming in. And to bring a greater awareness in the church as to the things that is prophesied this hour. Revelation 13, you're going to read verse 1. You want to figure out how to compare that with Daniel 7, you just read. But John saw something very similar. Verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet was like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as though it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Not some of the world, all the world. And they worshipped the dragon, who gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with the beast? It means to worship. They expressing the security under the system. Who's going to make all of this thing? Who can overthrow this thing? You see, people, they are looking for something that is coming in the natural realm. And more as it begins to take shape, it is like the answer to all that they long for. And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. What's this global now? I trust God help me to bring the weight of some of these things. It is almost unthinkable that a man is going to have really that kind of power. But that is the very thing that comes from himself. Did we know that fourth beast was going to devour the whole earth? Look. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb. That's why it is an hour. A person has to make the name of that book. But if the name is not in that book, friend, they're going to worship him. And if the name is in that book, there's no way they can come and live through this life and don't know the name in that book. Because this very message comes to reveal what is in the book and what is not in the book. That's the purpose of the message. The opening of the seven seals was showing the names in the book. Who's going to the resurrection? Who's going through? Who wasn't He reckoned what age. That's how you know he reckoned that age. That's how you know Paul reckoned that age. That's how you know Wesley reckoned that age. That's how you know these things. Why? Because the book was open and revealed the names. That's how you know the ones in this age that is erect. They're knowing the world by what is happening, not what happened. They're recognizing what part of the world they are. That's how you see the name. So that's why when the Christians going along, and God's problem with God for them, they're not expecting nothing. They're not seeing a word interpreted in their life. They're not standing for no real cause. Christianity for them is, I'm going to church, you know, something over here. That is that kind of life. They don't know. So just the ones that are going to worship them, those names that are not written in the book. If any man have an heir, let him hear. He that leadeth the captivity shall go to captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. Notice this one will come out of the sea, this will come out of the earth. And he had two horns like a ram, and his spirit like a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them who dwell on it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders so that he may get fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. You know, you can really read something sometimes and have a concern. You know, Brother Ramsey, brother? He said he had atomic bomb. He had his own bomb to fire that he'd been over there. Mark of the beast, 320. So somebody in your mind, you think you see a man stand on a platform and call on fire. And oh, I'm going to do it against you. That's God, but no, no. Silence is very powerful. What is the victim that is taking the whole way? Silence. From a horse and bumper to a horse. Bring it right up to the global village. Bring it up to the internet. See? And they see that they are going here by the means of those miracles, which he had power to bring the sight of the beast. Saying to them that go on the earth that they should make an image to the beast that had the wound by the sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast. That the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Do you think a little deep when you read something like that? To have power to kill somebody in a civilized society like this, it takes court here. It takes law. It takes being proven guilty of a crime in court. You mean the law is going to pass that is going to make these things punishable by death? Think of it in that. The thing is to get a law passed. You change the laws. The type of society, and when laws pass, it's not like outrageous, you know. It's coming like it's going to protect the society. It's coming like because the world is so evil, look at the kind of violence we already have. We need to take certain measures to weed out the destructive elements. You don't want another David Koresh to you. You don't want another Jim Jones to you. If they are still a leader, let them come in the right, acceptable way, where they can be part of the society, so that they're interested, they're doing welfare work, they're doing community work, they're doing these things. But if they want to stay and say, one man that promised everybody else for us, that kind of thing, we believe them going straight to hell, this kind of thing, you know it's wrong and it's of the devil. And that's how you're going to look. So somebody will read that, you know, many verses of the beast, and you, I don't know where in the mind. No, I'm saying, let us try to filter the thinking a little bit. And let's make sure we understand what are we looking for. Like I've been saying to me, have you seen the anointing upon the attorney general? Have you seen us build the beginning of class? And literally, when you want to put something in place in a society, you're all going to skip. You don't know the reason why you need those type of legislation. Oh, you know, America, the drug trade and these things. See? That is not money laundering. All kind of business looking legitimate. Front trade. But I want a big do now. Then you have to find a way. See? And French people, that's why. That is why you see people, you can't afford to go along being naive. Look. He has power, he has given power to cause many and would not receive in the basic decree. That is judicial power. That's the power of the cross. That's the power of the cross. That is, you are going to, by the line up, you are going to fit into a sneak bracket that they're going to have as a menace to society, as a termite in the framework. And he calls it all. And watch this now. Both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond. And that difficult stuff means the meaning read. Because right now it says everybody's capitalized. And I'm going to show you this system that is coming in. We are one of the poor nations. We are part of the third world. And you know who we are in zone with? The people in the most debt. And the poor, the capital bleed all the countries. Latin America. And they already have a role for these people in the new world order that is coming in. And it's not in prestigious positions. It's not in the inner circle with the industrialized nations and the superpowers. So you have to understand, if you're looking for future, as many people right now look into a place, where they're trying to look for future, they're trying to climb the social ladder. They're tied to the system. They're trying to make deeper inroads. They're going to anchor them a little more. Let me tell you, that's what is making you do that is not your Holy Ghost. It's not your Holy Ghost. If that is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost is your contentment right now. It will tell you godliness with contentment is the game. Because the snare will come from the whole world, take the whole world. It's going to trap them. Look at the next verse. Because in all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand on their foreheads. And see what denomination of that? You don't have to attack it. You don't have to sit on the toothpaste. And the electric bill. See? Your hand is with your forehead is in Revelation, your hand is ready to work it. And before that comes, isn't there an angel sealing of people? Isn't there an angel sealing of their forehead too? And they probably do better works too? What are they going to do under the influence of Revelation? They're writing the book of Acts? So, the devil only impersonates from doctors! And God marking us by a voice that comes, seven tongues up in their voices, like a word that comes out of our mouth. And they being marked by a word that comes in the mouth of the false prophet. Two of these be like frogs to take them back to the very system. A Trinity doctrine. Serve. What's going to see the world say? No. The preaching. He said, what should you teach? That's the difference. They all do the same time. Wonder, what's the teaching? They don't understand me. And that no man might buy or sell. Now, first, we're looking at laws that is going to be here that will make these things crime punishable, I guess. And now we are seeing from the judicial realm into the economic realm here. Now understand this together. This is describing a world system that is going to be here. Friends, what I'm saying, that is what you see every day making coming in. And that is the thing that people are missing. They're not seeing how this is what is coming in. This started coming from the time the Berlin Wall, does it come from, not, I shouldn't say that way. From the time the Berlin Wall torn down, they begin to split apart of the plan that they call a new world order. What? But that new world order is already coming to the scripture. But it's the time and see that they come out. And it began to come out when the world didn't want to slip back into that previous world order. If somebody doesn't know history, the Berlin Wall was put up after World War II. See, after World War II, when the Allied nations, World War II, the Second World War, something, the Allied nations came together to fight off Hitler. When they won the war, then Europe, the communists, because the Russians and them had a part of Europe, had a part of Germany. And so after that hot war, they went into what you call a cold war. What they did, they pop a fence. And then the world became aligned into two blocks. The East and the West. One under Russia communist and one under capitalism. And you know what happened? Why do you think they blocked Grenada? When they had a big war in Grenada, why do you think they went through all the upheaval? From Gary to Bishop, and then the U.S. invasion and these things, after calling them, do all that. Why is that? You know why? That communism right in Russia was right in the Caribbean. The whole system falling right in the Caribbean, Fidel Castro is still standing here. Have you noticed how you see in the papers, Canada is against the U.S. and they're going in propaganda. The U.S. trying to throw it over to the country, so they're looking for the next one. And next one of the industrialized nations, instead of it. See? Just going another way. Because no matter what they do, but you see, God in the Bible set boundaries to people. You can't touch certain people until a certain time. You can't touch certain kingdoms until it delivers. In other words, everything has a lifespan. Every man has given a certain time in office. Every man gives a certain life. Every country has a certain lifespan. Every age has a lifespan. Everything has boundaries given by God, and nobody can put God ruling the affairs of man. It all seems to be. It all seems to be. And what then? That no man might buy or sell, save that have the mark or the name of the beast or the number of the name. Here is wisdom. Let him that understand, that hath understanding, count the number of the beast for the number of a man, and his number is 603 and 6. Now quickly,
Just the next 15 minutes, we close. So we're taking this in part and we're just going to try to draw your attention. I want to give you a different perspective here. That I trust will cause you to be awakened to the things that you see. If that serves that purpose, it means we would have been assisted to be able to know what we are looking at. If we are already growing in the knowledge of who we are, and we learn to have confidence in that knowledge of who we are, and we begin to understand why we are raised up in this age, and what God wants to do in and through us, then if that third pole and that pushing to the loss and these things is tied to that squeeze, and that squeeze in the World Council of Churches, the image of the beast, you understand me? Then it means to say those things have to be visible around us. You know, if you can't come to perfection and have, right, when it's good for a spoken word in the speech, and you have no beast around you coming in to exercise that kind of control. Because the third pole will not be used until that time. Is that right? Then that will be the thing that will start the rapture faith to go to the church. So how does that, you know, people get excited, boy, the third pole, you look at the vision. Where the beast is? Where is the beast? See? It has to be here. Then if we are here, would not be here. And if we see where God is leading us, would we see where the devil is leading us? And if before they can exercise that power, where you can't buy us first, where a squeeze would have come down to make you come in to join the World Council of Churches, to get you into the system, so you can get legal recognition as a religious body. Because you'll be able to function if you don't have that recognition, that identification, sanctioned by them. Meeting the requirement to be recognized as a lawful religious body in the society that is coming. You have to understand right now we don't have that. And you have to understand we wouldn't be getting that. And that's why God gives us faith. Because when we don't get that, we will be rejected in their society. We will become enemies of the state. Not because you're not law-abiding, and you're not peaceful, and you don't love people, and you don't know intention to be malicious and interfere with nobody, you know. It's just because that's how the devil is going to try to dismantle and destroy the message which has uncovered him. That is what's going to happen. Now, what's something here quickly with these beasts? In Daniel, Daniel saw the four winds blowing. Daniel said the whole vision is symbol. With four winds blowing, then the seas begin to get rough. Then the beasts begin to come out of the sea. Four great beasts. First one was like a what? Lion. The second one was like a what? Yeah, class, come on. A bear. The third one? A leopard. And the fourth one? Was a monster. It came out successively. Now, when he saw them, his attention was so focused upon the fourth one because it was so mysterious. He saw these 10 horns, and after a while, he saw another one grow out. And when he looked at it close, that one had eyes and a mouth. And that mouth wasn't glorifying God. That mouth began to speak against God. That mouth began to think of changing times and so on. That one began to make war with the saints. That one began to magnify himself above the Most High. Is that right?
And that one is only destroyed when the Ancient of Days came. So that meant that us four kingdoms weren't going to continue right on until the Most High comes. Until the Ancient of Days comes. What are we waiting for tonight? The coming of the Lord. So he's here with us. Is that right? It is here with us. Are we seated before him here? Are we seated him thinking of changing times? If he's going to control all trade and commerce, all business that you can't buy, neither could you sell. Everything you get in this natural life, you get that buying of things. You know that? He's out of the line. See? To exist here. Legally. Legitimately. And so, when Daniel begins to look at those things, then we see John now having a vision of that beast also. And when John saw his beast, did you notice? It had a body like a leopard, a head like a lion, feet like a bear, which was the same animal that John saw. And this one, it meant it was an embodiment of all the kingdoms that John saw. Then John, looking at it, he noticed it had a head with a hoof that was healed. He's not sitting in the fight half, you know. When he's looking at it in the vision, it already is wounded and healed. Are you understanding that? He's not looking at it and said, oh no, this paper room I'm looking at, it'll become paper room. No. When he's looking at it, it is the embodiment of all the kingdoms. When you look at it, the world is wondering after it. In amazement. And they are worshiping it. Now look at the beast. Both come to the same sea. Jonathan, the eyes of Patmos, was in the Mediterranean Sea. Daniel was looking at the same sea. Where he was in Babylon. Both was different to every other beast. Daniel was a monster. I have no beast literally that have a body like a leopard and a foot like a bear. Bird had 10 horns that represented 10 kings. Bird spoke great things and blasphemed against God. Bird ruled for the same time. What was the power John said? For 42 months, Daniel said time, times, and the dividing of time. So here then, it means to say they are looking at the same beast. But going to change times and laws and these things. Because right now, nobody ain't dying if they wish it to be. But it's going to come as law. Right, we get by ourselves. And you have the mark. By the time it's going to come, you have to belong to the system to have that. The reason why you have it now? The law is not in effect. It don't mean they don't have the law. And it don't mean they don't have intention of passing the law. And it don't mean that not very soon these things are going to be introduced in the new world that is coming. Now, I don't think I'm saying that right. I'm making that sound like it's way down. My whole purpose of these messages is to show you we are seeing the thing that is happening. The control of trade and commerce. If we are living in this time, when these 10 kings are in the earth, these 10 kings are going to give the second part of the beast. These 10 kings, the 10 horns in that beast are 10 kings. Is that right? We have seen the fourth kingdom. We have been in that fourth kingdom for so long. We have seen the 10 kings come up, 1959. 5 eastern nations, 5 western nations. Because in Jesus' time, have no 10 toes yet. Was only like the iron. Was one power, one woman power. But the end of the power, the final form of the power, is 10 nations giving the support to this power. The form it will take will be 10 toes. That will be the visible kingdom you're looking at. Isn't that strange today? That is why a lot of people, when they're looking for the democracy, be doing things and saying things. You never seen it? But Clinton saying things, Mitterrand, Chirac saying things, different ones saying things, Major saying things. Yeah. But it's what you're looking at. No, that is why I'm saying. The scripture shows this little horn, this one going to come in the days of the 10 toes, will control all politics. We read that in Revelation 13:4. The whole world. They wondered out and said, who is like him? Who is able to make war with him? And then verse 7 says, it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. He's going to have power over every nation. Now, if we didn't know Revelation 13, speak of these two beasts, one of the sea is Rome, and one of the earth is America. We might be as far-fetched, but you know this nation is already under the control of America? You know the whole, this Caribbean basin initiated, the whole region under the control of America? Do you realize, friends, they are actually forcing this whole region into changing the whole approach to doing business, education, everything right now. They are is actually being changed. You hear the brothers have come out petrified and the boy, you know, so and so, and this coming and this a little more university. I know they have the system inside of here, they have over here, and some people come down here. And they're talking and they're bumping the thing every day. And I listen to them sometimes. I can hear them talking, but they many times they sit in the humanistic ground. Many times they say because it's like the job might get insecure. But they don't realize it's the power that they're dealing with. It's not people just thinking the change. They're changing because of the change in the market. That's what people are earning industry in the country. That is tied to the oil in the world. That's tied to trade for this nation. So when you have this sort of change and bringing new systems and everything else and bringing new policies, then people start to get affected. It's also say, you take your leave and you can do this. You can resign and get some money here and do that. Well, all these measures have been introduced because why? They have begun to restructure the whole thing. Then why is it being restructured? Because the old system, it becomes outdated. And they have to change, otherwise the whole thing will have to fall flat. And to turn the whole thing the whole economy into chaos. So in order to survive, then they have to restructure. But where is the influence of restructure coming from? Because the countries that they're exporting the goods to. See? You might work here in the message, you might come to church here in the message. You say, well, I'm the message, I believe the message. But remember, you're earning your living out in one of them companies. And if you come to church and say, I believe the message, but if faith not in your heart by the message that they believe, when the policies are changed inside them places, then what's going to happen to you? You say, well, I ain't denying the message, but the very part of this system here is showing you that you come into church here, you hear the word here, but the system, they're controlling you. And you're not seeing it. Because that is, to you, that is the place that's going to work, and again, salary and so on. But you're thinking how it's running. But you are an employee of that system. Remember, they employ you to do a certain job. They require a certain qualification to hold that post. And then they can review your file and see whether they consider you qualified enough to continue the position. You have no charge. They can call in the morning and say, you know, Mr. Sergio, you know, because of your company policy, they have to come to school and have to do something else. Or, you know, we don't want to reclassify you, give you a new title, and marginalize you, and put you into something, and you feel victimized. See? But you may not realize, no, that little company here is an integral part in what we consider the industry here in the country that is earning revenue for this country to be able to make progress, for this country to be able to, what do you say, move forward into the future. And when that begins to happen, you're not looking at that in that light. You say, well, you know, I said I work here years ago and I get all work and you see it in a natural way. You try to eliminate me, but I do work and do my work and go back home. But remember, when they think of the company, you, just like when you think of the assembly here, or with your brother so-and-so, he's a certain member of the assembly here, he's a deacon, or he's a trustee, or he's a singer, or he's a singer. And if you want a certain service rendered that day, hold a certain position in, and they're not functioning there, something is wrong. And the church has to go forward. They say, look, we need to get our act together. We need to get, you know, they say we can't hold the post. Time to sit down. There's somebody else coming who is more committed to the service of the Lord or something like that. Well, the same way, outside here, it set up the same movement. And that is why what we are talking about, you see, is showing clearly to us that there is a system that is being put in place right now where all trade and commerce have to be taken place in a way it has never taken place before. After the tenure of the Berlin Wall, they didn't talk about new trading blocks. New World Order. And the New World Order is based on new trading blocks. That's why we have all these meetings here. Prime Minister went down to Bolivia for a meeting. Minister of External Affairs went up to Argentina trying to get the Trinidad into that system. You know why? Because they can't get internationally. And it's just a way, look at this, it's just a way that they are dealing with the U.S. is dealing with them, to pressure them, because they don't tell you all, well, is not going to get the place you like in this society. You all, the poor people on the outside, you all the labor force. Certain type of
economy you're going to have, because you can't handle your own protection. You don't have the military, you don't have the Air Force, you don't have the Coast Guard, you have nothing to protect yourself. See? The society is coming, you don't even have the economy to feed yourself, clothe yourself, generate certain type of jobs. Tie up on your back under colonialism for 40, 50 years, how much is it? Yes. Then you bring out independence, and then you can't tie it here on your back for all that time. And then finally comes the debt so high that most of your state-owned things become privatized. So you have shown that you're unable to manage your own economy. You have shown some of your best people in business countries, and please, like John O'Halloran and all them, with all the different things, with all the wealth of the country, and it shows that now, that the history you all have, that you can't qualify for this zone. You gotta take it over here. Whether you like it or not. It is something tomorrow, before the services are over, we will see. Many units that feel the pension is just coming. Many units that feel intimidated, and you see like maybe your security is beginning to look like insecurity. Know in your heart that there's nothing going wrong. See the bigger picture. Remember all the signs that is to give you expectation of the nearness of the coming Lord. You see some in the sky already? You see some out in the moral condition of the world? And some of these may have never touched you. But this is when you begin to get into the labor, when you begin to get into the economy, when they begin to bring people into more debt now, and as they begin to come into debt, to spend money they didn't work for yet, to all these credit facilities, then friends, when they change, they are caught in everything that they have, they don't own it. And if they are attached to it, they carry it. Because it is designed to be a trap. That is how they are going to trap the world. Why they can bring these plans now? Because it was designed to throw this whole region into debt. And when they throw them into debt first, then they change and then they trap them. And then when they become indebted, then they now have control. Then they say, now you're going to lay off so much. Now you're going to have this kind of way. Now you're going to restructure this. Now you're going to take all this state-owned thing. And now you're going to privatize it here. And then you're going to take your whole country and you're going to put it in the hand of others. And you begin to become part of property. And you go back into Israel and a man is in debt, you go into slavery. It's just in a higher form, it hasn't changed. And what happened to the nation on a national level happened on an individual level too. Friends, let me tell you have to start to get real faith. Because you're not going to have the third Paul with a big bank account. A lot of money in your pocket and you're going to have the third Paul when you're not multiplied bread and fish. When you have nothing to eat. It's when you press all. Because look at the while you have money to buy, you need no third Paul. Over these next 2 days, you be a little prayerful. And may God help us in looking at some of the things you want to look at. That's imperfect. How could one man wield that both power? How could one control three? Yet in the first kingdom.
Yet we have to see those things before it comes. Then that can happen overnight. That can happen over the next year. There's all those people in the next year. You know why? That's why the whole world wants to have the beast. It's the same beast, but they don't know it in the form that they see it in. And I think a lot of church people in this message, in the minds, is darkened really and truly. When you get up and say, my brother, my sister, what is it are you looking for? And that is why believers, when you tell them why, get out of them offices. Get in your home in the church. It's hard for them. They can't do it. It's a big thing, you know why? You don't see what it is. You don't see the environment where they were to be prepared by the Holy Ghost. You don't see the realm of experience where the training was to come for adoption. They don't realize it's to pull out the word adoption. And adoption is taking your place. And it's being trained in your experiences to be developed to express the place. The people don't know, they don't understand the truth. And that is why there's a darkness in the mind of people. And I believe one of the reasons God wants to wake up this little church here. Because a lot of you know you love the Lord. Thank God for that. A lot of you know that you're trying hard to be a real good Christian. You're sacrificing day and night to live a good life. But a lot of you, a lot of your energy is being focused on you don't want to backslide. Or you don't want to be to go into this type of sin to these things. And that is not a Christian life. You raise up to fulfill the workers. And the real thing of this age, the real challenge of this age, is not just the in your flesh. It's this world yet. That's where Satan is building his power. The thing that's going to come the closest down is that system. The thing that's going to push us into glory is that system. Right now, the world is becoming comfortable for a lot of people. You know why? The country is flooding with all kinds of things the country never had. And people are beginning to see opportunities and positions that they could have never reached to. They see like it could come to that now. Amen. Doors that look like it never opened. They knock on them doors for so long. And like them doors getting open now. And then the church is suffering. Full of people, but spiritually bankrupt the faith. People getting rich in goods, but poor in faith. You know why? People getting busy in all kind of worldly activity, but no real commitment to the work and service of God. And a lot of people being deformed into a Laodicean condition. Last a while, at ease, have neither nothing, and don't realize that they are being taken in this year. The whole nation is gone. This whole region is gone. And I tell you, we won't be here to see it. But you know something? You what? You mark my words. A lot of these things are going to end up as spoilers. Yeah. For the other powers out there. They don't know it. Because they don't know the world. And I may sit inside of here for some of years, you may find that perfect because you don't know the word truth. When you really come to know the word. But when you get to that word and you see the spirit that is moving here, you realize the transmission is about the island thread. They have no reason nationally in what is coming. In the book of Daniel, in the book of Revelation, show it's only 10 kings. And Pandy is not one of them. It means every nation, the planet, will be tied up somehow with one of them. When they say France, they mean Martinique and Guadeloupe, all of them under that. You know what I'm saying? You get me back now? Sure. Like this whole thing, Americans put live on this whole dictionary. That is, it's all different. So if that's the future you want to plan for, if that's where you think your life is going, remember as a believer, if you have eternal life in you tonight, when Moses saw the word of God coming to pass, when he saw Egypt looking like a big superpower here, when he saw the nation looking so mighty and powerful that not even God's prophet could get them people out after plague, after plague, after plague, after plague. Not one plague get them out. Nine plagues went. And Pharaoh removed. And then it came to the place. When God brings the last plague, death. From the top, right now, Moses. Growing up before all those things take place, when he saw that thing coming, he could see the word of God moving. If you can't see the word of God moving, you can't walk out of it. You can't even stand it. And let me say this, let me give you a test. Watch your own spirit and see if you run from it or flee. Check your own spirit and see. See if it is good to it or away from it. See what you would like to have in this world right now. And see what you have to do to get that. Then compare that in line with the world says. And the hour you live. 3 years have passed in this season. What does that do? Call the heroes of Babylon. Set in order for the eruption of here. Put them under the token that you can't, you mustn't go out. While God's darkness on the earth and death is moving to the place. See if your inspiration is lining up with the word. See if your inspiration is moving in accordance with where God placed you as a believer. See if the taste in your soul is that if the word has an effect upon you, we're going to walk away from it. And when you look and you see it, see how clear you see what is happening out there. All these different zones, all these trading blocks, how is it going to come? You can't buy or you can't sell. And remember, that is who don't have the mark. We're not even going to get there. We're not even going to get that far. The brass goes before the mark is set down. The brass goes before the Antichrist is revealed. In person. The bride goes before Roman Jews make the covenant. Amen. The next thing is when the pressure comes to get through the world.
trust, to give you identification that you are a tribune. Recognized by the Spirit. That is why we as a group of believers, we have to know the one who is of like precious faith. We have to know and have the feeling to care for our own. We have to know that this message calls us out and lumps us together. And that when that time comes, we will stand. You have to stand against the system. You wouldn't have the political power to do it. You wouldn't have none of these things, military power. You can't pick up arms. All we have to do is try to keep the church in a position where God can take us out of here. Whatever witness, God wants to witness in whatever way. So remember, don't get defiled, you know. People be in tribulation and say, what is there supposed to be around the tribulation? The brothers and sisters, may it come tonight. God help us and give us understanding. Real understanding to see what is happening around us. When we see it in your own heart, I'm not going to because you're wild and radical, but I'm saying, when you check your heart, you know what you believe. You will know how you feel towards a believer, a brother or sister. You will understand better why God made this move ahead of time to get us out. To get the scattered people here in this island and try to pull them together. You will understand things better. Still this, we're going to live on being to you. And the days to come, some of these I'm saying here, in the days to come, I trust God helps me to say some of the right things. But when it begins to come in, the Holy Spirit will say, like Jesus said, remember I told you to. You will see those things coming up and you'll say, that was his story. When you see that being up on the path, that was one of your signs. When you see that being up on the path, because you are going to be confronted with it. I see the people making plans and going into things right now. And when you see them doing that, it makes you scratch your head. Because it's like, how you have a vision and you're doing that. It's because people can't read their signs. You know what? You know what I'm saying? We don't know what we're looking for, many of us. We know what the word says. But, concept, make sure that what you're looking at is. Make sure what you're looking at. But number of decisions is going to be based on how you see things. Many of you out here, happy to leave your job, some of you. You're a woman, you're working, you work early, you shouldn't be doing that. As a housewife, your children and so on, your place in your home, you find it's boring for you. You find that maybe you have bills to pay. You have to pay for a fridge. You have to pay for this, you have to pay for that. A lot of you don't need it. But then, to walk away and leave that salary, kind of hard. Because money's power. Money gives you independence. Money can make you a competitor. See? And so it is. Then you find that you're getting yourself more entrenched and more entrenched. And when you're doing that, you're working against your own self. Because God had a prophet to speak all the things. I just see the young girls go inside the world. When they go inside the world, then I get messed with the world like that. They can't do it outside. They build the world outside. That's what I can be here. They can't handle it. But
So then the mother says, go and walk, go and walk. See? Before the parent is learning something along the road, try to develop a skill that you can use in the confines of your home. Your environment is important. That is why, I mean, your body is being judged. Your body is being judged. But as far as you are a living unit in the body, as far as you having an influence, your gift operating, your body basically just packed together, it's not like that. This, the place where you work out here, that's where you put your energy in. That's where you put all your strength, all your time, all your energy, all, that's what you're doing. You might give an offering to the church and so on. And you may figure out, well, God wants that. But that's where you put it. God, rather you give an offering. And you take your place. Well, that's some strange from a man to preach up in the knee. That is it. Because to put the church in a rapturing condition, it takes every unit in the place and in the condition they ought to be in that place. Let's bow our heads. You have a little question, but I tell you, Molino is just in prayer and something. Just look at this kind of color man in an accident, hospitalized in San Salvador Hospital. And this God that we have been talking about tonight, he's trying to get his church in condition. That's why the church is in condition for it. When you have another, people can't take the place in the church. It's just like this boy here, all kind of different conditions. When the church should be so unified, every one place, you are the church in condition, get ready to go. Almighty God, open up the scripture tonight, trying to begin to get the people's attention, focus, some of these things that we believe that are so necessary that we look at again. And begin to review and begin to examine and see how these things are developing in the earth, dear God. How it's going to affect us in days soon to come. How, dear God, the church ought to be watching and waiting. Having confidence, just like you spoke to the Alpha Bride, warning them of things to come. So in this day when the Son of Man was revealed again, and it was spoken to us what to watch, how to stand, what to look for, because these things will be. And here, Father, seeing some of it in the making, and realizing that there is such a dullness, something in the spiritual realm is happening to people. Oh God, something that people need to be shaken out of, as though they are being drugged and being put to sleep, as though they are being chloroformed and slipping into an unconscious realm. And Father, seeing the need that the church be awakened, the modern events, Lord, piling up in the earth, and things that we are reading that and seeing, things that Lord God is the very prophecies in process of fulfillment. Seeing Lord God the enemy working in channels, working in realms to set systems in place, to strengthen himself that he can wield the kind of power that is necessary to bring to pass
the things that we read up here in the scriptures. Lord, as we see these things moving, so we recognize you too are trying to put systems of your word in place in the hearts and lives of your children, systems in the home, systems in the church, to get the church into a condition that you can really, the kind of power you can operate in shares with your church, Lord, just like you promised you would in this very hour as well. Gracious God, I pray tonight. Lord God, your Holy Spirit will anoint our eyes with eyesight. I know, dear God, that sometimes people don't do things intentionally. Lord, we have good intentions, we have good motives. And that is why many times they look in their own heart and they know they have no wrong motive. They know they have no wrong objectives. And so they see no reason to feel condemned, and they see that they are not offending anybody, because they know that you know their heart, Lord. But Lord, sometimes they fail to see that it's not the motives or the objectives. A man could have right motives, good objectives, and good intentions, and be totally out of the will of God. If you don't know the word, if you don't see the way you want certain things done, your prophet taught us that lesson of David, Father. How do you go to true service? How, God, a man must have 5 months. Must be written in the word, must be the time and the season. Must be called for that. Oh, God, unto the right person. All these things, Lord. And sometimes when we see things that we do, Lord, if we're going to apply those 5 months, many of us couldn't be doing what we're doing. Because surely you have not prepared servants to do that kind of service. Because that is not the service you require them, Father. When you design them, when you talk about placing the body to place them, when you express them in flesh and the earth, when you call them under this message to reveal that place and how to serve you, and when you possess their experiences unto them, their God. We see so many, Lord, because of desire, because of influence, because of personal ambition, Lord, they walk away from your will that is revealed. Personally, Lord, they take it as an individual thing, but it's individuals that make up your body of believers. And so the church that you have put in the earth, Lord God, that is needy of every member you predestinate to that body. Isn't that complete without those members in the place? And so for the Holy Spirit to work and operate in and through the members of the body to fulfill what you have spoken for this hour. Lord, the body seems so handicapped and retarded. And sometimes people see a failure and they wonder why it is like that. Yet, Lord, they fail to see that. Just like an engine in different parts. In different parts in the wrong place. Lord, the engine can't perform and function. Praise God. How we pray tonight, Father. That over these coming days, Lord, these things that we begin to focus our attention upon, the Holy Spirit will open it up and build upon it. We don't want to scatter out and get too wide. But Lord, just in the places where to bring the awakening, where we have to move a little more to the right, a little more forward, a little more to the left, whatever it is to get to that right position, Lord. We will be so affected. You will deal with us in such a way Lord God, we can be just in the place that you want us to be. We can relate the things and the perspectives that you want to present to us, Lord. Moses couldn't wait until the last hour. Lord, the blood of the Muppet. What a tempting proposition it was to go the easy route, Lord. But that was the moment of decision. You had to choose your heart away. You had to make a momentous decision. And so, Lord, tonight, we can choose the places where we need to make that decision. We can choose the time. Sometimes we say you're not leading us to do it. Sometimes we're in a position we say we wait until you show to us. Yet we already know in our heart, our conscience, we already know what the Word says. It just shows that there's not no real desire to line for the Word. We are waiting for a state emergency. We are waiting to use it for convenience in a crisis many times. Because there's no real faith connected to it. But Lord, faith is a revelation of your will. And may tonight, Lord, your Holy Spirit, that has been so long suffering with so many of us, Lord, once more, let the word trouble our soul. Let the word stir up in a conscience, Lord. Let the word get them to that place where it can be affected. You see, Father, the oncoming storms. To see the root and the channels through which it's coming, developing strength. As it picks up momentum, Lord. As it advances. We know when that time comes, it will not be making requests. It will be ultimatum is being given to people. Giving them a certain number of time, giving them a certain number of days to get themselves in order. Or close down. You're going to throw many hopes in the pump. You're going to throw many lives into chaos. You're going to make difficult propositions to many people who have not taken time to consider what is coming. And to see the rapidity in which it is coming. See the nearness of it. Help us, Lord. Help us not trying to exert tension and fear in the people and trying to work them in the spirit. But let them come to your word. Give unction. Give utterance to unveil the scripture. To make it plain. That can get down to a place where it pulls on the strongholds of reason and imagination. And where it brings faith that is needy and might be lacking in many lives to rise up and make the decisions that they need to make. Bring a measure of conviction and commitment. We know that there is no prevailing powers in revelation of the world. Let that word be revealed in such a way to bring such a power and an influence to act, Lord. To act decisively. To act with conviction. To act, Lord, being fully persuaded who we are, what we are calling to. To make a clean-cut decision. Not holding between two opinions. But like wise coming out and trying to look back at the same time and wondering if we're making the right decision. If it's really that urgent. Or if we are not being foolish and just getting worked up. But Lord God, when the modern events can be made clear, if we look at it through the eyes of the vindicated prophecy, and See these things fit in the world and see the spirits that are behind these things be unveiled and uncovered. That we can know, Father, that this is what you've spoken. And that the Holy Spirit can move us out into a sphere where there'll be such a love and anticipation for your soon coming, Lord. How we long to see that time the prophet said to look out for the doors to open. That these things will no longer be a quote on which message you can quote that it belongs to, on which page is written on, but rather we can see the attitude in our own lives. Rather we can see the influence of these things be made manifest, Father. God, may you grant it. May as we go to our homes tonight, driving our cars, meditating it tomorrow, may the environment that we are in become that much more alive now. As we look and see with spiritual discernment, what are these things? Where does it fit? Who are these people? Oh God. Take us safe to our home, Father. Bring us back tomorrow. Bring us under prayer. Take away the nervous and the anxiety from the people, Lord. Put every heart and mind in attitude. Speak, Lord, thy servant came. Be it unto me, O Lord, according to thy word. All that thou sayest, that will we do. Bring us under that kind of atmosphere, Lord. Our air to be attentive. Our heart to have a pull of faith. God, may you grant it. Your Holy Spirit to be able to work freely. Let us not think, Lord, that somebody's trying to rule us and manipulate us and be a little dictator over us. How the devil tried to kill the effect of the word by trying to make people harden to the word and make it soft towards the things of the world. But this is the same voice that has spoken to them down through these years, Father. This is the same voice, night after night, that take them from sinners and raise them up to the very place where they are to be. Why would it deceive them now? Why would it manipulate them now? When they evolve and grow up under this very influence of your Holy Spirit. See, like David, thy word have I hid in my heart. Like Mary, Lord, pondering these things. Oh, God, may you grant us. We thank you, Father. We are looking forward to you. Make it plain to us. We are believing that you would do it. Because you promised, and we know we are in the time and in the season. When we need to have a deeper insight as to some of these things. May you give it to us, Lord. Remember that boy, that spinal condition, Lord. We ask that you be merciful unto him. Father, make this great decision to walk with you, Lord. Walk in your word in humility. Humble himself in his mighty hand. Hear the devil. Make that move to attack his boy like that. Put him in that condition, Lord. May his heart not faint, Father. But may he know that you, that God, you have made this decision to serve. He's all powerful. There is nothing too hard for you. There is nothing impossible for you, Lord. Drop that faith into his heart, Lord. Let him know you are God of paradoxes. And like that man, that nobleman who was believing for his son, when he came in the presence of the Lord Jesus, with respect, that Roman centurion, when he came, may he have that kind of attitude, Lord. You are still the same, Father. May this great Holy Spirit that we are looking to tonight
extend grace and mercy to that young boy. Lord, you would visit him in that hospital, Lord. And God, you perform a paradox. God, you'll move through that ward. You'll move on the side of that bed, oh God. You'll surround him, oh God, and you'll move right to his body, Father, and you'll put them bones back in place. Doctors will come and marvel, wanting to know what happened. But it's only because your faithfulness to your word. You said, if two shall agree as upon touch anything, it shall be done. When you stand praying, believe that you have received what you asked for, and you shall have it. Ask anything in my name. And so by faith tonight, we are asking for this grace and mercy to be extended to this boy. Not only in his body, oh God, but down in his soul, may you touch him as well. Be merciful, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go with us now, we pray. We commit everyone to your hands. Thanking you, Lord, for your grace and for your presence. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Signs of the time are everywhere. There's a brand new feeling in the air. God, we should bless you. You really didn't get a chance to do much tonight, but I just want you to know that my objective is not to just preach to you, but as the church here, that little track that we have that we put out there for you, that we can begin to get you familiar, and you can begin to see how God is beginning to go to pass. And all these things are around about us. Years of time have come and gone since I first heard it told. How that Jesus would come back to it again. If back then it seems so real, friend. 1973 coming up the streets. Coming walk up, going up in that building in Lenham. After going back to San Fernando. Testifying to the brothers in the street corner. Coming up the street with one PSU. One old pants, a t-shirt, going to the service. Since then, it's gone around the world. People from all around the world calling. Calling for the same word. Go all over and people trying to find out what is really happening. What is really taking place. So strange. Still in the message, a great darkness has sealed many minds. But I trust that some light will penetrate over the next few days. That will help us to focus on our priorities. To put value where value is. And to see certain quality of His Spirit move into our hearts where it ought to be, where we can say it's lamp to the time. When this shout uttered, the prophet says, lamp to the time. Rise up, turn your lamps. It's time to get ready to go in the bride. That's what this message is. This message was now, you're going to sit down. You're going to wait for a while. You're going to kind of get settled down. You're going to have church. You're going to learn all kind of things. You're going to get big work outside. We're going to go and get educated. We're doing this. No. That wasn't the message, right? Somehow, many have settled back into that kind of situation. If today some of you have to leave your jobs, some of you have to do it. The gospel is suffering right now to go somewhere. Do you think about the title of your work tonight that are going to these places where I've gone to do this message? Do you ever wonder how I was going to live and make a living? You sit here over the last 20 years, did we ever hear me ask you for a cent? You ever got a pull for money and beg for something, friend?
Some of you sit with nothing but convinced. This is true. Sometimes I preach like I want to run people almost. Sometimes people feel that I shouldn't preach so because they're minding me. You're not minding me. You're worshiping God. You're obeying God's word. If you are a Christian, I'm not your family ticket, you know that? Some of you make decisions in life. You have to make. God knew the truth. But I can go right back out here tomorrow. Live on biscuits and something because it don't matter to me what I eat. It don't matter to me what I wear. It don't matter to me what kind of house I live in. You know what, folks? This word has come. Something happened on Saturday. Something happened Saturday. And because I tried to be faithful to the world over these years, God gave me a place to preach. God gave me people to preach to. God opened doors and sent me to preach the gospel. You think about half-road? You think about kind of half under motives and different things? God could have done that? You think you would have done it? Not at all. You want to try to promote myself and make a name for myself? No, sir. You know what it took to stand for this world? You know the kind of pressure from all sides? First to live clean, then for people try to politicize you. Then the people like against you and try to undermine the work and split the work and pull people and confuse people and everything else. Then the people coming here want to be accepted and shown favor and everything else. And yet, try to put the gospel, holy church together and don't even bring them things into the congregation. Keep the church free from that. Just keep them pointing to the world. That was only done because I believe. It's going down. It's long coming time. Sometimes you feel like I preach hard, and next minute you know, I know your condition. And I say that, and the devil tells you, he's saying that for you. Preaching is saying that for you. That's what it is. Who are you being saved to? You want to preach to the Pope, and you have to hear me, and he wrote? I want to preach to you here. Then if you come to church and you want me to preach to you here, and don't preach what I see you need. And remember, if you get to a place where you don't want to hear certain things or certain parts that you've spoken of, remember that you're in a bad shape. Remember, another spirit has come upon you already. Especially if what I'm saying is in the Bible. You know that? Because let me tell you, honestly, friends, a lot of you still have a lot of jumping off to do. Nice people, you love the Lord, you are the Lord's people. If there's any bright people in Trinidad, something's going to come right through this congregation here. But just as I stand in this pulpit before Almighty God, but I'm saying that there's a lot of signal for me. A lot of signal for you. But together, we will make it by the grace of God. You love him tonight? Amen. Amen. Remember, we're going to pray for the sick Saturday night? I was thinking recently, I say, you know, we come to preach and preach and preach and preach. And we have people sick. We have people suffering. And that's the devil fighting them. That's the demon power trying to break them to hell. That demon power then stuck them in the trap. And then some of the church don't need another message and a deep mystery. Some of the people need healing to take them demons off of them. To drive it out of their bodies. And so when you see the people sick and dying under
sickness and oppression. And we come in and keep telling them something about the mystery somewhere. And then I was talking to Ronnie Burns. I say, you know, there's sometimes you just preach there to the people. Just take the word, put the atmosphere of healing, build a faith right there. Let it walk out it, and watch the church get that much more stronger and go forward and faith again. But when you're sick, you can hardly do anything. You're paralyzed, you have to get up. You get a talk. I said, go and pray for that brother. Oh, I said, go and do this. This one need help. And you can't get up the condition. Think of it. And the church of the living God, to drive that thing away, shoot them devils away. And then God's word can be carried on. So people can rise and be healed. People can go forward and do the work. It's required to jump the sound. Signs of the time are everywhere, and there's a brand new feeling in the air. Signs of the time are everywhere. Hallelujah. Yeah, there's a brand new feeling. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes, your eyes upon the eastern sky. Oh, lift up your heavenly faith. Your redemption draws now. Yes, a time has come and gone. How much longer we have, we don't know. Since I first heard it told, I was a young boy. Look at me today. Fat, ugly, gray, every day. Oh, back then it seemed so real. Please have all that present. Think about that. Not in church, in the bushes. Heavenly, how much closer His coming is today. You know, one child, I'll step good on it now.